Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Roark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Mossy. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Don Mossy. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Benny Daniels. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Benny Daniels. And now, play ball. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Daniels. Wood moves to second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daniels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daniels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Connell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off O'Connell, and towards Johnson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark strikes out. One out. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wood bunts towards the mound. Daniels fields it and throws to first for the out. Mossy moves to second. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton hits a line drive towards the mound. Daniels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels bunts towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. Schmidt moves to second. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schmidt moves to third. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daniels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Senators. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 0-for-1 in the game. Cotter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schmidt hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Tigers nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 1 in the game. Boros is called out on strikes. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez strikes out. Two outs. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 0 for 1 in the game. Roark hits a line drive into left field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels is 0 for 0 in the game. Daniels strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline, who is chasing the ball. Pearsall reaches third base with a triple. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mossy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cotier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. Bruton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wood moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daniels throws to second for 1, and Cotier throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Wood scores. Kaline moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Senators. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Tigers 1. The Senators will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tasby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mossy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 2 in the game. Boros takes first base on ball 4. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Mike Rourke. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daniels juggles the ball. That's an error on Daniels. Boros moves to second. Jim Bunning pinch runs for Vic Wertz. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Don Mossy. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne takes first base on ball four. Boros moves to third. Bunning moves to second. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Tigers 1. The Senators will come to bat. Dick Brown now catching. Ron Klein now pitching. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 2 in the game. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Klein. Cottier moves to second. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schmidt hits a line drive into right field. Kaline picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Kaline. Cottier scores. Schmidt moves to second. It's 3-1, Senators. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels is 0 for 1 in the game. Daniels hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Schmidt scores. It's 4-1, Senators. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Connell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. O'Connell reaches second base with a double. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields the ball and throws to Klein covering. Safe. O'Connell moves to third. Doug Gallagher now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 3 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daniels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kaline is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Tigers 1. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tasby hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cotter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gallagher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to second. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Schmidt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Daniels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Pearsall. Cash reaches second base with a double. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Boros hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daniels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Dick Brown. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.